Mo Morris, or Maura Morris from Cara Savine, is based in Dubai with a business called Morris Global Consulting, where she works with fashion and retail businesses from all around the UAE and much further afield. But that's not it. She's also involved in a number of other businesses, including Camos of Cara Savine, and with a new brand she has developed called Mend. And she's hoping to create products for people with different skin conditions, the first one being psoriasis. Well, she joins us now on the line to have a chat about this. Mo, you're very welcome back to the programme.
Thank you, Mary. Lovely to be here.
You've been on the show with us in the past, talking about your fashion consultancy. and you're involved in a number of businesses, and we're going to go into that a little bit later on. But maybe first of all, tell us about your new venture, Mend.
Mend is basically for anyone who suffers from autoimmune-related skin conditions like psoriasis, eczema, those type of ones, dermatitis, things like that. What we're doing really is we're first trying to build a community for people who have those conditions to kind of educate people, normalize the conditions a little bit more and show people they're kind of not alone, and also to help the general public to understand more about these conditions and to learn a little bit, maybe not to judge people who have them too quickly. Then the next kind of plan is to release some natural products that are non-medical and actually kind of help these conditions, both from the inside for the immune system and from the outside, so that we're not kind of reliant on, you know, steroid creams and outdated hydrocortisone creams and stuff like that. That's the plan. We're starting with psoriasis products, and then we're going to be doing the R&D for the eczema products as we are launching that, and then we'll move on to the other conditions after that. So that's the overall plan, a bit of a giant one, but that is generally it.
Okay, and how did it all come about?
As with half of the things in my life, I don't know how they come about sometimes, but anyway, I wrote this article for a magazine here in Dubai. They asked me to write an article, and it was like, they do wellness and all of this, and I said, for a change, can I just, because I love writing, and I said, can I write something that is just not fashion and retail related? As much as I love that, I was like, I want to write about something different. They were like, okay, no problem. Write about like anything, wellness, fitness, anything like that. So I was thinking about it for a while, and I wrote an article called Living with a Skin Condition, because I have psoriasis myself, and I have had it for like 27 years. I wrote that. There was a huge response to it. Like, I just put it out on our own social in the magazine and put it out and stuff like that. There was just such feedback kind of from it, with people that, from strangers, from people who knew me, from people who didn't know me. And it was just interesting, the response that people had, who had different things like acne, psoriasis, eczema, pigmentation, all sorts of different skin conditions. After I wrote that, and the reaction, I suppose, it kind of got me thinking about, I don't take too much notice of it because it's not so bad these days. I get like flare-ups, of course, and all of that, but I'm well able to handle it. You know, I've had it for a long time, but it did get me thinking about like how difficult it is living with skin conditions when they are really, really bad, and how it has affected like so many areas of my life at different times. Like, I get sick a lot because of my low immune system, how you dress when you have a flare-up, other people's reactions at different times of my life, these kind of things. And I started researching into new products and treatments, really for myself, was where it started. And I was like, God, there's nothing. And I was like, there's nothing out there that is new except for biologic injections, which are very expensive. And obviously you have to be on health insurance and all of that. So like, so little had changed in the 27 years since I was diagnosed. I was kind of shocked, because I have to use steroid creams when it gets really, really bad. And even those are supposed to be for short-term use. And I'm still on the same ones that I was been putting on when I was a teenager, like 27 years ago, which is nuts. So it just kind of got me, I suppose, researching more. I started to delve a little bit deeper into, still really just like for myself and my own kind of knowledge. And I started to delve a little bit deeper into support groups. And there's a lot of US and UK and different support groups on Facebook and things like that. And just the things that people were saying about themselves, like that they were disgusting, that they didn't want to leave the house, they didn't feel that their husbands or wives or partners would find them attractive. and all of that. And I just found it really kind of heartbreaking. And that's kind of really what put the idea into my head in the first place. And I was just like, okay, let me do a bit more research and see. And you know, I was thinking, I have a very strong sense of self, and it even gets me down when I get a flare up or something. And it was just really heartbreaking to read about this. And like, you know, for people that are dealing with these things every day, like there is crippling anxiety, depression, like, and a lot worse. And you know, when these stories were being shared, I was just, and it's all obviously on private groups and things like that, but there, you know, it just really got me. I just really wanted to see if there was some way I could help, or at least try in some way.
So you have developed this brand Mend, and this first range then, as you say, will focus on psoriasis sufferers, as in providing skincare products that are non-medicated.
What we're trying to do is go completely natural with the brand. So we're about 12 months into it now, and it's a long road. But like, I have also been very particular about what first that I want the products to actually work better than what's out there already, and to kind of represent a new vision as well. So I think I might have made the road a little bit longer with my stipulations as well,
But
to be honest.
I'm sure with making any kind of skincare product, there's a huge amount of regulations, you know, testing it out, that kind of thing. How has that process been then?
Yeah, so there is for sure, but I'm quite used to it as well. With obviously there's a lot of testing with all sorts of products and things, but I initially kind of went into it with the vision that I would do R&D first before mentioning it, putting it out there or anything, because I first wanted to see if I could build the right product with the right labs, the right experts that were actually more effective than what is out there already. I have no interest in putting anything on any market that's not a significant improvement on what's out there already. And especially this, because I know myself how much I spend on these organic products and like even just regular stuff outside of the psoriasis specific things. I just wanted to kind of simplify it for people and to take the kind of shame away and have something that actually works. And you know, I've been through, I'd say, every product in every country that's on the market by now myself as well. So I really wanted there also to be a really high kind of improvement level. So that kind of comes within all of that. So what I wanted was a fully natural product. So I think we have researched every flower, plant, and ancient remedy that has ever been seen in the world. Then we've like worked and tested products from labs in Singapore, the US, Switzerland, France, the UK, Ireland, our own Fair Shores, everywhere. And then I wanted more vigorous testing as well to really see the results, which of course they all vary from country to country. We're still going through that because obviously we have to release it at different times in different countries. So there was a lot to it because our aims are quite high as well. We want a 70 to 80% improvement over the course of 3 months in 70 to 80% of sufferers by treating the immune system as well as the topical. So that's the aim of the game. And we're there already, but I think we can also push it a little bit further. And there's other things kind of involved in it as well. You know, I wanted the products themselves to look nice, not, you know, just a little bit to take the shame away as well, because everything you can buy at the moment, even over the counter, is huge, these medicinal looking kind of huge tubs. And I just thought, it wouldn't it be lovely if you had what you needed for your skin range, you know, even with these skin conditions, and they were looking like a beautiful beauty product range. So we're doing a lot with branding and the packaging and making it all sustainable and really beautiful looking as well. So there's a lot kind of around it, like the regulations, the testing, the patenting, the trademarking, the packaging, obviously the product itself. So it's a long road, but an interesting one as well.
So when can we expect to see Mend products coming on the market here, and where will people be able to buy them?
We are hoping for kind of spring next year. We're still fundraising and testing and all of that. So once we are 100% ready, we will be putting it out in the UK and Ireland first, and to kind of US and the rest of the world over the coming years. And we'll have an online shop as well. So we're hoping for kind of spring, early summer next year is when it is going to be out. But what we're doing at the moment is starting to kind of build the community through education and different things like that, because It's really important that people understand why we're doing this as well. It is not just another product on the market. I wanted to really kind of represent something a little bit different and make sure that people are comfortable sharing and things like that. And we've just started that actually last week. We're starting to build our community now on Facebook and Instagram and those kind of places. So you'd be able to buy it in pharmacies, health stores, supermarkets, and those kind of places as well. And we want it to be very accessible and affordable to everybody. That's one of the things that I really wanted as well. And not have a million products. You don't need so many products, you just need ones that work. And I really want there to be a way that it is accessible to as many people as can possibly get it, of course, but I also want it to be accessible to people where maybe there is low income areas and different things like that. So I kind of stole an idea from Dolly Parton. She has this imagination library that she donates books to areas, and she started it in the US and low income areas. So this is kind of what we're going to try to do, but in a different way. We're going to try to have an application process that will be vetted, of course, for maybe people who wouldn't have access to the products otherwise, because these type of things should be accessible to everybody. They're too significant, I think, in people's lifestyles, and we want to kind of change the conversation around that as well, and change the conversation around what other people think as well. So it's not just for people with these skin conditions, it's also for the general public to get a little bit more aware as well of even what they're saying. If they make a comment of, I don't know how many times in my life I've heard, is it contagious? Is it this? Is it that? It's okay for me. I can have a laugh about it or whatever. But like that really affects a lot of people. And that's why I mentioned the mental health and things like that as well. It really does affect different people in different way, these conditions. So I just want to kind of start trying to change the conversation a little bit around it, that it's nothing to be ashamed of and it is just what it is,
You mentioned the Instagram there and private group on Facebook. I know you have the links for them there. I can share them out on the Twitter account there if people want to get them.
So at We Mind Official is Instagram, and then we have a private Facebook group as well. Psoriasis sufferers, join the Mind community.
Mo, I mentioned at the start you're involved in other businesses as well. Obviously, you've spoken to us about the fashion consultancy before, but another one of them is Camos of Cara Savine. And we've had Rory McCarthy from Camos here on the show a few times. How have you found your involvement then in food and hospitality?
I just love business in general. I really do. I also have other businesses, and I really love being involved in different businesses because the foundations of a lot of businesses are similar. Obviously, Rory's the creative person in Camos, and the products are just superb. They're in all of the Supervalues and Centras and in different gourmet stores around Kerry and Cork, and you can buy them online as well. And if you can't find them, make sure you ask the people in the shop so that they will stock them. But in general, I just find business really, really interesting. To me, I suppose I'm very kind of business minded. So I'm looking at, is it a scalable business? Is it this? Is it that? I'm kind of the form filler. I'm like the business head. And Rory is the creative that comes up with all of the beautiful, beautiful products. And he deals with all of the operations and stuff in Ireland as well. And he has a restaurant as well in Cara Savine as well, which is absolutely divine. Like all of these industries that I am in are very competitive, and obviously, fashion and retail is one of the most competitive in the world. So food, hospitality, that is as competitive as is everything else, skincare, all of these kind of things. I'm kind of used of that, I suppose, just in different industries. If it's something that I know nothing about or have no interest in, I will not get involved. I'm either 100% in or 100% out. There's no gray area with me.
And talk to us then about the work of Morris Global Consulting. I mean, you deal with fashion and retail companies and you help them to develop as well.
Yeah, so we also do actually a bit of beauty with that as well. So I did have an idea of what I was getting into with the skincare as well. For Morris Global Consulting, we predominantly are fashion and retail. So we do a lot of design, sourcing, global production. We do marketing, branding, e-commerce, helping people with market research, making sure that they are ready for global expansions, whether they're startups, scale-ups, expansions, anything like that. And we also prepare them, you know, if they're pitching for funding, for example, and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a pretty A to Z kind of agency. We don't do PR or events, and that's pretty much all we don't do in those industries. So we work predominantly in the Middle East and in Europe. So it is busy, busy all of the time. There's always something going on, always things to deal with. But I started out as a fashion designer, so you know, it was a natural progression for me, and I have a brilliant team around me as well. It's not all on my shoulders these days, thank God.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you find the time to balance multiple businesses? Is that the key, having a great team behind you?
I think that is the key, but you do, to be fair, like one of the things I found with men that I was really struggling with, I just don't have the time for this. And you can either hire the right people, and also it wasn't my area of expertise either, you know. So I was very kind of adamant that we would build the right team around Mend, because it is a monster of a project and it needs funding and it needs the right experts around it. And I think you also have to be self-aware yourself of where your strengths are too. And like, if you can't give something the time, or if you don't have background in something, you need to hire the best people for that job. That's ultimately what I did, I suppose, with Mend, and the same thing with my other businesses as well. I really want to make sure that everyone is the best possible expert at their particular part of each business. And that's how these businesses work as well. One person can't run everything. When my mind gets a little bit bored, and when I see something that I see there's potential in and that can help people in whatever area it is, I will start, you know, a little bit of research myself and things like that. And then if the idea sticks, I keep going with it for a while. That's how I kind of operate in general as well. If it feels right to me to do it, then I'm just going to say, go for it, you know. And of course, there are difficulties, you know, finance and finding the right people to build the team and all of that. But I just really feel like you can always find a way if it's something that you truly, truly believe in as well.
Absolutely. Just before we finish up, if there's somebody listening that maybe is thinking about starting a business, they have an idea, is there any advice that maybe you wish you had earlier in your career that you could give them?
I probably wouldn't have listened, because I started my first business at 20. I learned the hard way, let's say. I honestly think that the only two things that have stood to me over time is, obviously you hear it a lot with perseverance and stuff like that, but for me, the things that when I'm talking to younger entrepreneurs, the things that are holding people back are usually self-belief and finance. And both of those, you have to just let go of the constrictions, I suppose. I never had any money starting any business, and yet here I am. And I am starting another business with very little money to put into it as well, and yet here I am. And I really think that if you just plow on, you will find a way if you genuinely believe in something. And if you believe that it's the right path for you, because it certainly is not the easiest path, that is for sure. And I think the other thing is the self-belief. And honestly, that comes with time as well. But I do think entrepreneurship in general is something that you either have deep-rooted in you or you don't. I don't think it's for everybody. I don't think that the perseverance and the resilience is in everybody to be able to deal with the ups and downs. And there are, you know, there are a lot of them. The highs are highs, the lows are very low, and you have to be able to deal with that mentally and physically and all of the other ways as well. But I am always going to be an optimist, because I love entrepreneurship and I love everything about it, and I love seeing people starting businesses. I don't care if they fail and they have to try again. We've all done it, we've all failed, we've all moved on, we've all started again. And I think that fear of failure and things as well is something that we just have to get over, you know. So I would say, get over yourself, the self-confidence will come, and somehow you will find a way financially. And those would be my kind of nuggets of advice, I think.
Well, look, Mo, thanks so much for sharing them, and great to hear all about Mend, and we look forward to it coming on the market. Also great to hear about Camos and Morris Global Consulting. Thanks so much for joining us, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much, Mary. It was a pleasure as always.